Joining us now to talk about a really interesting story Sapri and I noticed over the weekend is Jeff Kerr. He's a real estate broker with REMAX, and he's joining us here on the morning show. Jeff, a quick question for you before we jump into the meat of this here. You thinking you're going to move any homes today? I got to imagine in real estate, weather is actually a big, big factor in actually being able to close some deals.
Very true. I think today will be a quiet day. And, you know, particularly with my clientele, once there's snow on the ground, things definitely quiet down quite a bit.
Well, there you go. Tell us about your clientele. You've been talking about having barrier-free housing being a big selling point. Tell me, what is barrier-free?
Barrier-free, I think, can probably be defined, you know, mostly with two aspects. An entrance solution, allowing people to get in and out of their house safely and easily, and a bathroom solution. So if you've got a main floor bathroom, an accessible bathroom, then, you know, guests that come over or yourselves can stay there. So really, bathroom solution and entrance solution are the two main features in a barrier-free home.
Now, Jeffrey, we're not talking about doing this because of the goodness out of our own hearts. There does seem to be a bit of an economic argument to make your homes barrier-free before you list, correct?
Absolutely. And although no one is sort of tracking stats on accessible homes, because it's really quite a new phenomenon. Well, not really new, but it's not really a known trend. But when you've got 14% of the Canadian population with a disability, there's a lot of people there that require accessibility on some level, and making your home accessible just opens up that much more of an opportunity for people.
What about, and this is, I don't mean in any way to sound flippant or insensitive when I ask the question, but there are people who obviously have lifelong mobility issues. What about older people who are finding their mobility fading? Is this also a market to do this? Are there companies that specialize in that? Barrier-free might be something you might find yourself suddenly needing without selling your house.
It is aging in place is the term that is becoming more and more popular, where older adults are wanting to age at home. And the stat which I find really interesting is 95% of Canadians want to stay in their homes as long as possible. So it really lends itself well to making your home accessible.
Jeffrey, are all homes able to be accessible? I say this, and Matt, I'll call you out right now. You have a very nice house in Leaside, but it was built at a time when,
yeah,
I don't know, like your stairways are narrow. You have a side door that you need steps to get into.
Yep.
So, Jeffrey, what would Matt do in that situation?
Yeah, Jeff, I mean, to Sapria's point there, I mean, we were talking about that on the weekend. I could make my house barrier-free, but not without probably substantially renovating the interior. And I do mean substantially.
And I think that's a very good point. Not every house is suitable to modify, but you have, I'm not advocating for everyone to go out and make their home completely barrier free. I think it's a case by case basis. And you'll, this time of year, I think it really hits home. And I always like to, you know, with the snow coming on, people now will be sort of getting in the holiday spirit. And I always like to ask the question, you know, who's house for the holidays? You know, with 1 in 7 Canadians having a disability, who's ever hosting the holiday family gathering is more than likely having someone come over that has a disability. And a lot of times that house is chosen because grandma or grandpa can actually get in the door, and there's a main floor washroom for them to use during the family gathering.
Jeff, one last question for you here. Let's talk bucks, both in terms of assuming you're not actually having to do a big structural rework of the house. What kind of money are you looking at putting into a house in order to make it barrier-free, to modify the steps, the front door, the stairways internally? And also, what kind of a premium could you catch on the market for doing it?
So I think with to put in an entrance solution, obviously it depends on the type of house you have. But if you're looking at a couple steps and you've got a front lawn, you've got some space on your front lawn, you could easily do a landscape ramp. I had a client put in a nice cedar ramp recently, and that cost, you know, about $5,000 just to re-landscape the front. If you're looking at a platform lift to take you up a few extra steps to a higher elevation, platform lifts start at about $3,500. By the time you install it with electrical, you're probably looking at about $5,000 to do that. And inside the house, bathrooms can run a wide range depending what type of finishes you want. But a barrier-free bathroom starting out, you're probably looking at about $10,000 to redo a bathroom.
Yeah.
And on the resale side, when I'm pricing out a house that has accessibility features, I always sit down with the homeowner and work out exactly how much they have invested in the home, they'll get back more than 100% of the value they put into their home. That's what I found with the homes that I've sold.
Jeff, we appreciate this. We appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for coming on, and hopefully you will move a home or two today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff Kerr joining us. He's a broker with REMAX, specializing in barrier-free housing for those who have mobility challenges. It's a growing market here in Toronto, not only for people who have lifelong mobility issues, but for those moving into advancing age as well. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to give you a full rundown where we know we stand right now on school and buses. We're going to get you caught up on that in moments. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to Talk Radio, AM 640.